Call Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Condrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 4 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Condrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you restore lost vision and to help educate you in new techniques and new research that can restore lost vision. And this evening, this is going to be a very, very exciting show because I believe now stem cells can be an important modality to help you restore your lost vision. Many of you know that 3 years ago, I investigated some stem cells, and I just didn't think that the technology and methods were appropriate. My wife and I flew to Germany. We visited the largest stem cell treatment center and looked at the results that they were achieving with macular degeneration and glaucoma, and they were really marginal at best. But now I believe that we have the suitable stem cells. We have the technology that can make a difference and can improve lost vision. Now, with me this evening is Dr. Dennis Courtney. Dr. Dennis Courtney is well-trained with this stem cell technology, and he's going to share with us why is there this new resurgence regarding stem cells? What is different? So, Dr. Courtney, thank you so much for joining me on Healthy Vision.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me on your show this evening. You're right. I've been very excited. I can feel your excitement level rise, and it's equal to but not surpassing my own. I think these stem cells have a nice place and fit in what the Dr. Ed Condrat programs have already brought to this arena, but I think adding stem cells will just blow a hole right through the roof, Ed. And I'm just hoping that the benefit to people who are having such restricted vision, loss of vision, and, of course, that whole group of people out there, Ed, who've been told that nothing can be done, you know what I mean, that these people can feel some sunshine coming through a window and their day can be brightened up. Because it's a pretty scary place that they're at, thinking that they're going to lose their vision and maybe even go completely blind, and that nothing can be done about it. And if you've taught the world anything, that is now no longer even an option. But stem cells,
well,
I think, will take us to a new place.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what is the difference now with the stem cell technology. You know, 3 years ago, I investigated the autologous stem cells. So maybe let's talk a little bit about what is new, what is different about the stem cells that we're going to be getting. We're beginning to use at the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center.
I think that you stumbled across the very new thing, because the autologous stem cells have been around for quite some time. And, of course, these stem cells literally come from a person and go back into the same person. So there are body fluids, there are body cells that we can donate, then treat them in a laboratory way, and be able to harvest our own stem cells and give them right back to a patient. And in some cases, this has been having a wonderful opportunity to get the chronic conditions and acute conditions dealt with. But I got to tell you that I feel that the autologous stem cells would be the ones that would let us both down in the aging population. The three autologous stem cells that I think are most widely known, something called PRP, and that's been around a really long time. A newer one that had recently fallen out of favor with the FDA are fat stem cells. And I think everybody would agree bone marrow stem cells are probably the better source, but they are a little cumbersome to harvest because you got to go into the femur with a very large needle. That didn't, it doesn't even sound good to me, but PRP, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I can tell you I oftentimes on a Sunday while I'm watching a game, hear the announcer mention that, well, so-and-so will be at the Southside Medical Facility tomorrow getting his injections. Now, they never really specify what the injections are, but what those injections always have been are PRP, which are platelet-rich plasma. You literally take a sample of blood from a person. You spin it down with a centrifuge, and the supernatant that lies just above the cells is very rich in health-oriented and health-saving components that we can then give back to the individual. The difference that I see is this is age-related. And if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler and you're 25 years old and your blood sample is from a 25-year-old given to yourself now, these are going to be highly enriched with these factors. But as we age, these factors drop off markedly. In fact, by the time we get into our 60s and 70s, the viability of these factors has probably dropped to about 10 to 15%, when in fact in our 20s, the level is somewhere up in the 50 to 60%. And I believe it's probably why, if you were looking at autologous cells and stem cells, that in cases of macular degeneration, which are more than not found in the elderly population, I don't see how you could expect much benefit coming from either PRP or fat or bone marrow, because the level of the health-producing factors is dropped off so much, it would be very difficult for it to revive any cells, especially eye tissue that has been lost considerably.
So what you're saying is that in the past, when we took the autologous cells, which are cells from the person, essentially we were taking cells from somebody who had macular degeneration, glaucoma, aging, and these cells just didn't have the real potential to stimulate the healing or the regeneration. So that's the biggest problem.
That's exactly the story. But now we've moved into a new arena. And the new arena are to use not autologous, but homologous, meaning that the cells don't come from you. They come from another human. And this particular human is a baby, not anything to interfere with normal deliveries and all that crazy stuff that we had heard recently with embryonic stem cells, with some Planned Parenthood shenanigans. I think you may have recalled that. Maybe the listeners have too. But these either come from amniotic stem cells, where the women who are going to have a scheduled C-section, their health histories are followed. They consent to having the placenta donated after the baby is delivered. Ordinarily, the placenta would just be discarded anyway. And they're able to harvest these very young, very juvenile, very vibrant cells in high numbers, and then prepare them to be able to be stored, which literally means they have to be frozen until such time as we're going to use them in the office where they're thawed. So amniotic stem cells are great. And, of course, another kind of stem cell that I think has just come recently to my attention, only in the last, this is hot, Ed, last 30 to 60 days, we now have a supply of cord cells, umbilical cord cells, which well the amniotic cells work, and they were working good, but these cord cells, I believe, hold the real secret to being able to be successful with all the patients we would like to help with their eye diseases, because they're so vibrant, they're so young, they're so juvenile, that they are able to take hold and replenish diseased cells in somebody whose vision has failed them. We're able to revive and get that cell functioning again through the help of these stem cells.
Yeah, well, this is really, really exciting. And so we're talking about these cord cells. One advantage is that they are thousands and thousands of times stronger, more viable than autologous stem cells, and also they have the ability to differentiate or change into different tissues. So these are advantages. And then I don't want the listeners to think this is not taken from fetal tissue. This is normally the cord is normally discarded after the child's birth. So this is something that is truly miraculous, and it's available. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about this exciting development.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
HealingTheEye.com is ranked the number one eye blog in the U.S. Newsmax has published a list of the top 100 medical blogs, and HealingTheEye.com ranked the number one eye blog. For those of you who are not familiar with a blog, it is the discussion or informational site published on the World Wide Web and consists of discrete entries typically displayed in reverse chronological order. Learn all the latest treatments of eye disease at HealingTheEye.com. In order to celebrate our accomplishment, everyone who posts in a comment or asks a question on this blog will receive a free copy of the best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go to healingtheeye.com. That's HealingTheEye.com and post your question or comment and receive a copy of The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go now to healingtheeye.com. That is HealingTheEye.com. HealingTheEye.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condra. With me is Dr. Dennis Courtney. And we're discussing a very exciting development, the use of stem cells in the treatment of eye diseases. But before we move on, I have to make a very important point, because these stem cells are not miraculous in themselves. You know, you have to have the right nutrition, the right oxygenation, and the right health of the body for these stem cells to take hold and do their magic. And the analogy is the farmer who purchases very expensive seeds. If his soil is dry and he doesn't have any water, he doesn't have the right nutrients, and there's no sunlight, the seeds are not going to prosper. They're not going to grow into a plant. Likewise, before we put these stem cells in your body, we need to have you at optimum health. And Dr. Courtney and I both agree that we do have a protocol established to help get you prepared for these stem cells. So, Dennis, you want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I know we've talked about it many times, and as listeners are becoming aware of stem cells, they should understand that I think a good word to use, and one we both have used frequently, is that stem cells sort of are like seeds, okay? And, of course, where a seed takes hold in the ground, depending on the quality of the soil that that seed is planted in, this will really determine how great a crop or how wonderful a looking flower will be, based on the nutrients found in the soil, the ability for no toxic or harmful substances to be in that soil. And so, in a very similar way, we have to prepare the body part in question, namely the back of the eye, for the reception of these cells by optimizing the very tissue in the back of the eye. Now, this tissue has been diseased, which is why the person is suffering from whatever malady they may have, whether that's a macular problem or glaucoma or retinopathies and the like. These are not healthy cells now, but we can certainly go far and long to improve the integrity of those cells so that when we do give the stem cells, these stem cells are landing on very fertile ground. And the more fertile we can make that ground, the greater the likelihood will be that we'll be able to have quite an impact on that person's health, and in this case, their vision. So I've always said with you, Dr. Kondrat, that you've done such a great job putting these three-day treatment programs together, and I've pretty much convinced myself that a person who might like to do stem cells really has to do that three-day program first, and let us get this thing going so that the back of the eye creates these fertile conditions I'm talking about, so that when we finally can do stem cells, they will catch hold, they will develop, and disseminate and flourish in very healthy, not soil here, but in the very retinal tissue that's dysfunctioning. So I hope that you agree with me that getting these people in preparation first, only to then follow them with stem cells, should be the process or the protocol that we want to follow, because we want people to be assured that the best opportunity for them to get their vision turned around is by having thought out what process would accomplish this best. And I think by doing the three-day program first, and then I actually say 6 months later, think about at that point if you'd like to do the stem cell. And maybe
the three-day program, I think, is essential, because what we do during that three-day program, we evaluate for nutritional deficiencies, which is much like doing a soil analysis. We also evaluate the flow, the blood flow, the oxygenation, which is like looking at the water that is essential for the seeds to grow. And the other crucial thing is we do look for toxicities, such as heavy metals that might be present, because heavy metals will definitely interfere with the proliferation of these new stem cells. And I think most stem cell experts, people that are doing stem cells, do look at these aspects before administering stem cells. And many of the failures with stem cells are the result of somebody having heavy metals, toxicity, decrease in circulation, poor oxygenation. So the three-day program that many of you are familiar with, and if you're not, it's an intensive program where we do a nutritional evaluation. We do microcurrent stimulation, which improves blood flow and oxygenation. We also do oxidative treatment. So all these things are essential, and our goal is when you make the investments with the stem cells, you are going to have a much greater probability of getting excellent results.
Well, I'm glad you agree that this prep is really mandatory. And for listeners out there, there shouldn't be a rush to have this job done in a sloppy way. It needs to have been planned out in a rather surgical way to make certain that, as you mentioned, the likelihood is going to be that they're going to be successful. And I think that anyone listening to us right now would only want it to be done on their behalf with that idea in mind. And the fact that we've kicked this around, and whenever you were in Germany, you thought the results back then, and they were mostly autologous cells, I understand that, but the results just weren't there. And maybe, too, besides autologous, they just weren't prepping people well enough and getting the tissue in the back of the eye fertile enough to handle these seed implants that were going to be delivered. And with the newer products available being so multi-potential and vibrant and juvenile, I think with the right prep, we should have some fantastic results.
Yeah, so I think an important takeaway point is that if you are considering stem cells, make sure you inquire about what type of stem cells are being used, what type of preparation is being done. And I'd like to ask you, Dr. Courtney, just to give some comparison on the cord cells that we're using in terms of the numbers and potency compared to maybe an autologous donor.
Yeah, I've been really amazed on the level of sophistication in these products. So let me share with you what I've learned recently. In the amniotic cells, now I was using amniotic first in my practice, and a vial of 1 milliliter vial of amniotic stem cells contains 1.5 million cells, which pretty impressed me. I thought it was a really sufficient number. And, of course, the doubling time for these cells is what's amazing, because once you administer them, they start at three-week intervals to double, so that you may administer 1.5 million, but 3 weeks later, they've now doubled to become 3 million, and then 3 weeks later to 6, and so on and so forth. And I thought that was a just a wonderful number of cells, and that would do a great job. And it was doing a wonderful job on the people who were receiving them. But my most recent product line to come to my attention has literally blown me away, because this umbilical cord blood supply that we now have, the 1 milliliter vial no longer contains 1.5 million. It now contains 32 million cells, which begin their doubling process from the moment you start the administration of them. So 3 weeks later, it's 64. 3 weeks after that, it's 128, then 256. And you see, the numbers are so exponentially in favor of the person who's receiving them that, to me, the best option that is available are the cord cells that we can now get. And there's only one company that makes such a product with so many cells in it. And by the way, it isn't estimated. It is the actual number. They actually can count them. I don't know how they do, but they actually count them. And then each vial will have its own specific number on it.
Well, that is really, really amazing, the difference, 32 million to one. So you know that these stem cells are extremely powerful. Folks, if you think you might be interested in learning more about this, give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Or you can email the office at info@healingtheeye.com. info@healingtheeye.com, and that's all one word. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about how these stem cells are administered, what you can expect, and we're planning to do this treatment program over a two-day period. One day, part of the day is preparation, and the other is the administration of the cell. So there's a lot more to talk about. We'll be right back after this break.
A winter storm that's now bringing snow to the Midwest is on its way to the east, which is shivering through a deep freeze. Temperatures this morning in Central Park fell to 1 below 0, a new record. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says residents have been playing it safe.
Oh, I think the combination of the way New Yorkers have heeded the warnings and the fact that our first responders are out constantly scanning for anyone who might need help, it's been very effective. And thank God we have no reports to date of any fatalities.
Pope Francis is urging Mexicans to turn the country into a land of opportunity, not a place where young people are destroyed. Correspondent Shasta Darlington reports on today's mass at a crime-plagued suburb of Mexico City.
It was surprisingly political. Pope Francis lashed out at what he called the temptations of wealth, fame, and power. He got emotional when he told parishioners, "You can't dialogue with the devil because he always wins."
The Pope is on a five-day visit to Mexico. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, tonight's going to be mainly clear, low 54. Sunny for Washington's birthday, high 84. Clear Monday night, low 52. Tuesday, a sunny day, high 88. Wednesday, sunny, high 88. Sunny Thursday, high 80. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 80 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100. KFNX.
Have you looked in your jewelry box lately? If you're like most people, chances are you'll have all kinds of jewelry, gems, and diamonds that you no longer wear, or watches that no longer work. If these items would be more valuable to you as cash, come to London Gold, the jewelry store that smart shoppers have trusted for over 30 years. With today's high prices for gold, now is the time to let London Gold buy from you. Stop by one of our three valley-wide locations, where our precious metal specialists are always on hand to evaluate your items. We will carefully test and examine each piece to determine its weight and current market value. Then we will make you an offer. If you accept, we'll pay you on the spot. And there's never any pressure to sell. Walk away anytime. No charge, no hassle. And if by chance something catches your eye in our showroom, take advantage of our 20% bonus offer towards a new purchase. Imagine, in one visit, you can trade in old style for new ones and take home cash to boot.
Healthy Habit Health Foods offers you the finest quality fresh, natural, organic, and whole foods, supplements, body care products, and health information in a fun, comfortable, and clean environment. Located in Phoenix on 7th Street, just north of Bethany Home. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Or visit your doorway to total health 24 hours a day at HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com. HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com.
Hi, this is Connie Salica. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, right here on Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX, Sundays at 10 p.m.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
You need to stop being dependent on a paycheck. All of these self-help motivational people, they wind you up like a little clock. Click, 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 and then they'll let you go.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and this evening we're talking about stem cells and the amazing benefit that it's going to have in helping to restore lost vision. And before we move on, Dr. Courtney, I know on break we were talking about a patient with an amazing recovery. You want to share that with us? Amazing vision recovery.
I've scoured the literature to find out when stem cells have been used in cases in ophthalmology, and I came across a fantastic positive result with a gentleman. Actually, the gentleman had a previous stroke, and he's also afflicted with glaucoma, so he had a couple of really bad strokes of luck. He received some initial treatments called HBO, where he could have his stroke really dealt with well, and he was no longer unable to walk. He was walking again, and he was using a walker and so forth, but he was still doing well. But his vision was completely lost. He was completely blind, and according to the clinician that wrote the article, he was seeing black. He was black blind. Now, to me, how terrible must that have been for that fellow? He consented to do stem cells. They did a unique rigging where they literally threaded a catheter through the groin up to the carotid artery and delivered the stem cells at the carotids. So it was a little more involved than just the standard way of administering them. But here's the take home. After 3 weeks after the stem cells were administered, the gentleman was reading newspapers. How about that?
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
So I think we combined the stem cells with the microcurrent, the oxidative and detoxification treatments that we're doing. In fact, we're already getting very good results with those. When we combine those with the stem cells, I am very, very optimistic that we should see some phenomenal changes. But let's talk a little bit about how we are administering the stem cells. So we are not putting these stem cells directly in the eye.
We are not
going into the circulation.
Sure.
And if the eye is properly prepped, like you stated, the stem cells will then migrate kind of where they're needed. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that and explain this phenomena to the listeners.
Well, I think explaining our protocol may be important here, because remember, we've already worked with each one of these patients. They have had a 3-day program, and they had fantastic results at the end of the 3 days. They walked away smiling from ear to ear, and they have been at home now doing all of the nutritional and detoxification things that one could do in order to optimize that soil we were talking about, you know, so that the back of the eye was going to be as plentiful in nutrients as one could have it. So when we do our stem cell program, we'll bring the patients in on a 2-day program, and really it has to do with optimizing perfusion at that point. You're not going to be able to correct a nutritional deficiency in a day. That'll already have been done, or to remove toxic substances. But the perfusion to the back of the eye or the amount of blood flow can be amazingly augmented through the use of something called a beamer. A beamer is a device, a German device, that gets optimal blood flow to the blood vessels you have in literally 8 minutes, and completely innocuous at that. As you get a beamer treatment, you really can't feel anything, but the technology is able to produce that level of blood flow to literally all parts of the body, but in particular here to the back of the eye. So we want to have people...
And then we're directing that beamer, which is kind of like a pulse electromagnetic field, we're directing it to the area in the back of the eye to
exactly
blood
there's
blood.
A pad. Sure, there's a pad that we place over the eyes that assures that the eyes are getting a disproportionate amount of that stimulation. Obviously, we want to ensure that the eye receives optimal blood flow. And once we've made certain that we've got the blood flow up, then we're going to administer an IV dose of the stem cell. We're going to put 1 milliliter, that's 32 million cells, and 150 cc's of saline, and over the course of about 30 to 40 minutes, it's going to go in, and it'll distribute to a lot of parts of the body, but certainly to the eye itself, the back of the eye itself. Now, these stem cells are seeds for sure, but they're very unique seeds because wherever they land, they can take on and become the very cells of the tissue that they landed in. So if they land in the retina, in the back of the eye, they now develop and grow into a healthy retinal cell because of having landed there. And it's because of this ability to bring these vibrant cells that have the ability to divide and become the very cells that you need for them to become that gives them the opportunity to take an eye with an aged disease and actually make it juvenile once again, to get it functioning as it did at another time in their lives, at a much earlier time in their lives, and we should see a very good turnaround in whatever eye disorder we're treating after we've completed this two-day program, knowing full well we're going to optimize perfusion before the stem cells are given, and then we're going to make sure we optimize the perfusion after the stem cells are given over a two-day period. That perfusion is going to be our ace card, our trump, our go-to, which are going to make all the magical things happen, I truly believe.
So that's why it's taking 2 days, because we want to make certain that there's a good perfusion during that early stage to make sure that the stem cells go to that particular area. And, of course, when the patients are discharged after the two-day treatment, then we're going to probably be changing proprietary frequencies with the microcurrent to maybe stimulate those stem cells. Because now, I don't know if you're aware of this, Dr. Courtney, but they have identified certain microcurrent signals which have been patented by a company that I'm working with to stimulate stem cells and to get them to differentiate and grow. So I think that the second thing we're going to do is to change the microcurrent protocol in their eye treatment to specifically get these stem cells to work more effectively.
Well, now there you go, Dr. Kondrat. I consider you to be the master of the microcurrent device, and I was unaware that there are certain frequencies to provoke stem cell stimulation, and it does not surprise me that you are aware of such frequencies, and I think it's a great addition to how they should leave us at the end of 2 days with that new microcurrent program on their device.
Yeah, because I've been using those frequencies with the existing eye protocols. And for the listeners who may not be that familiar, but we customize a microcurrent machine that delivers unique frequencies for your eye condition, whether it's trimacular, wet macular, glaucoma, cataracts, unique frequencies. And I think the limitation, as Dr. Courtney mentioned earlier, yeah, we're using these frequencies to stimulate stem cells, but in the aged individual, these stem cells may not be as viable, and we're not able to push them to do the differentiation and regeneration. And that's one of the reasons when you're elderly, if you cut your finger, it takes a little bit longer to heal. And certainly if you have diabetes or toxins in your body, it may not heal at all. You know, you have stem cells, but somehow they're not functioning properly. So this is one of the unique aspects of these specialized stem cells. They are extremely viable, extremely potent, and have the ability to differentiate into different body tissues. So I think that this is going to be wonderful for patients. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the requirements that we have. Earlier we mentioned that we do feel it's important that you go through a period of time. If you're going to be investing in stem cells, you need to go through a period of time to get your body to the proper level of nutrition, reduce any inflammation, also to improve the oxygenation. And all these things we are currently doing during our eye program. So it's essential that you begin with that. So those of you that might be interested, please contact the office. You can reach the office at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Or email info@healingvi.com. And we're going to talk more about this exciting news for stem cells or the eye. We'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Are you taking vitamins for eye problems and hoping to stop progression of vision loss? Pay attention to this breaking news. According to a recent study, 13% of the population with macular degeneration actually doubled their risk of progression when taking certain vitamins. Yes, 13% did worse taking vitamins. And in fact, they double their progression of the disease. Find out if you are taking the right vitamins and if you are at risk. Learn important steps to take to make sure you are taking the right vitamins. Dr. Kondrat is offering a free report called Vitamins May Backfire. This report is absolutely free with no obligation. Call now 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. That's 800-430-9328. To find out if your vitamins are causing you to lose vision, call 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
The Watergate of Eye Care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that 1 out of 5 people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Patients. And I think we need to, Dr. Courtney, I think we need to talk a little bit about the 3-day program. But, you know, we call it a 3-day program, but actually it's 5 days for the patients because they arrive the day before. We want to make sure they get the right testing, and they're acclimated and comfortable and ready to go on that first day. So there's 3 intensive days of treatment, and then the last day or the 5th day is kind of a wrap-up, but we go over instructions to make sure they're comfortable. But I am very pleased that you are now running, and you're in charge of all the Kondrat 3-day programs at the Florida Wellness Center, and you have just completed your first program, I think under a lot of stress, because many of these patients came expecting to see me, and I think that you did a phenomenal job. So maybe let's talk a little bit about, share your experience and tell me about your interpretation of the 3-day program.
Well, by the way, I have to say, and if I haven't said off air to you, it was just an honor to be named by you to have enough trust in me to try to step into your shoes, which are pretty impossible to do. So with that in mind, the fact that you selected me to pinch hit for you while you did some other things has been quite an honor. I look forward to continuing to do this job as best I can, never really filling those shoes, but at least trying each and every time. And I just got done this past weekend with the first group that came through the Florida Wellness Center, the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center, and we had our group of five because we like to keep this always small. And to the person, all five. Now, I've been running these programs out of Western Pennsylvania for about 3 years now, and I get great results. But I've never had a group where all five literally hit it out of the ballpark by having such amazing turnarounds. I usually get one or two. Everybody gets good results, but the way that this worked this particular time with my first group of your people was they all got outstanding results. But that 3-day program is a way that we're able to bring very aggressive modalities. I mean, after all, they're there every day for the 3 full days of the program at 9 in the morning, and they go at least to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it is one modality after another after another. They're on a schedule. They have to make certain that they complete all tasks every single day. And after all, now, we've assessed them before we begin these treatments. Then they're going to undergo 3 days of rigorous treatments. And the very last thing is we now reassess them to find out what and how much of an improvement in an objective and quantifiable way. And that system of pre- and post-testing has always amazed me how well people leave me, leave you with a big smile on their face. They entered very apprehensive, of course. They're frightened. They're fearful. They're afraid. They've been told by their very intelligent eye doctors that in their case, there's nothing that can be done. This is a phrase that you and I just gag at when we hear it because we know it's not true. But that's what their doctors believe, and that's what their doctors have told them. And we go a long way to erasing that as a possibility. That is no longer in the cards. By the time you leave our 3-day program, or sometimes you call it your 5-day, these people know that they have a salvageable eye condition because they're well on their way to restoring vision they had lost a long time ago. And their doctors, just to continue to monitor them as they slid down a hill into despair, without being able to provide any rescue. Well, that 3-day program is the rescue. And that gets the ball going. And that ball, once it's rolling, will then allow these people to return home. They literally have everything that they use while they're in the program in their possession. They own it. And all the devices and all the modalities that we use over the 3 days, they're going to be able to continue them at home equally as well over 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year. And they will get even greater gains by having pursued those modalities at home. So the 3 days gets the ball started. It has fantastic results in 3 days. It certainly proves that something can be done all right because they've demonstrated what got done in 3 days, and they're looking forward to see what can happen for them as time moves on upon their return home.
Well, the key components of the 3-day program, and I think it's important we talk a little bit about them, is one that we do a Myers cocktail which is a very potent intravenous mixture of vitamins and nutrients, which is essential because many people, even though they think they have a good diet, they're still nutritionally depleted. So not only do we educate them on making appropriate changes in their diet, we give them a highly fortified vitamin mixture to kind of jumpstart the healing in their body. Then the program, we do daily treatments of microcurrent, which I think is really the foundation of the program. Microcurrent is a technique that I've been using for well over 10 years. And the microcurrent uses a low, very, very low level of current, which stimulates cellular activity, circulation, and oxygenation. And all these things are essential. So basically, the microcurrent is waking up dysfunctional retinal cells, is waking up dysfunctional nerves. Then in addition, we use oxidative treatments, which are extremely powerful to help regenerate the body by increasing oxygen levels. And then we combine that with light therapy. So it's an amazing combination of treatments that is, it's just astounding what it does to restore lost vision. And then I think the key component of this program is we really want to educate the patient on being able then to go home and to use these treatments daily and continue this whole process. So it's very, very exciting. And Dr. Courtney, now that we're adding stem cells 6 months, I think this is going to be a huge boost because many people will reach a plateau around 6 months. And I think we just need something else to really push the body to heal that additional level.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dr. Ed. They get a huge gain in 3 days or 5 days. And by the time the 6 months are up, they continue to get gains, but they're not at the same level of improvement. And so we've always been looking for a way to get back to major turnarounds. And I think this thing with the stem cells is going to be the major of all majors. And I think it's going to have, with a combination of your 3 day along with doing stem cells at 6 months for these patients who wish to be a part of that program, will just take this to a level you and I both have not seen yet. And I'm looking forward to being a part of that exciting possibility, I say, with the stem cells not being able to hurt anybody. We can't harm you with stem cells. We can. These cells are of such a level of age that they can't differentiate to any harmful cells. They can't become a cancer, for instance. They can't. Nothing that can be done with the kind of cells we use. So we can only do good. We can't harm. And I'm looking to get major turnarounds, even at the 6 month point and beyond, for those who have completed the 3 day program to begin with.
Well, once again, thank you so much, Dr. Courtney, not only for sharing all this exciting information, but also for being an integral part and running the Florida Eye and Wellness Center right now and doing the 3 day program. So, folks, if you are interested, please give the office a call for more information. That's 800-430-9328, or you can email the office at info@healingtheeye.com, and we'll be happy to send you out some literature and also a free report. So thank you, Dr. Courtney, and this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, wishing all of you good health and clear vision.
Yeah, you got an infomercial there.
All right, yeah, we got it.
Go. Bye.
Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Shooter fans, Kurt Hansen for the only place you should be if you're a shooter and what the heck. And our place, it's right there in the Metro Center, 2 stores in the Arizona market to serve you, and a huge online business. Where to go? TombstoneTactical.com. They got the shoot now, pay later program. They got the layaway. They've got everything. Stocking stuffers in stock. Go on into Tombstone Tactical. Don't delay. Go there now. Holiday savings happening. Don't wait till 2016. Right there in the Metro Center or TombstoneTactical.com, and we'll see you there.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News.